AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. A nationwide search is underway for a Florida woman who vanished while on a cross-country trip with her boyfriend in a converted camper van.
22-year-old Gabby Petito's boyfriend, Brian Laundry, returned to their Florida home in her van 10 days before Petito's family reported her missing. Todd Garrison is the police chief in Northport, Florida.
Two people went on a trip, one person returned. And that person that returned isn't providing us any information.
Police body camera video in Utah shows Petito upset, telling an officer she suffers from obsessive compulsive disorder that affects her behavior. Police considered her the aggressor. Father Joe Petito wants his daughter back.
Whatever you can do to make sure my daughter comes home, I'm asking for that help. There's nothing else that matters to me now.
Petito's last known contact with family was late last month from Grand Teton National Park in Wyoming. I'm Ed Donahue.
New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio says those attending next week's United Nations General Assembly have to comply with city coronavirus rules, including being vaccinated with a U.S.-approved vaccine. When asked about objections by the Russians, de Blasio replied,
I have no words for Vladimir Putin and everything else that's come out of Russia, but they have invalidated themselves in so many ways, including trying to disrupt our elections. So if their vaccine isn't good enough, then they should go and use one of the other vaccines.
The number of people filing for unemployment rose to 332,000 last week, 20,000 more than the previous week's pandemic low. The increase may be a sign that the Delta variant is having an effect on some retail businesses. In early afternoon trading, the Dow is off 158, about a half percent. The NASDAQ has also dropped a half percent, down 68 points, and the S&P 500 has lost 21, also a half percent. This is AP News. Amid surges in coronavirus infections in schools across the country, closing schools, leaving students in quarantine, at home without any clear instructions.
Some educators and parents interviewed by the Associated Press say that their school systems pushed ahead with the return to in-person instruction without any clear backup plan, and that policies aimed at keeping students in classrooms are contributing to the difficulties. 7-year-old Ben Medlin in Union County, North Carolina, was sent home to quarantine for 2 weeks. On some days, as parents say, the second grader finished his schoolwork by 9:30 a.m. On other days, the teachers assigned no work at all. The U.S. Education Department says that states and school districts should have policies to ensure continued access to high-quality and rigorous online learning. As the contagious Delta variant sweeps through schools, many of which do not require masks. I'm Jennifer King.
Capitol Police reinstalling the perimeter security fence around the Capitol ahead of Saturday's planned right-wing rally. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.